Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, July. This week's expected vote to add more sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea is a prime example of how little thought goes into U.S. foreign policy. Sanctions have become kind of an automatic action the U.S. government takes when it simply doesn't know what else to do. No matter what the problem, no matter where on earth it occurs, the answer from Washington is always sanctions. Sanctions are supposed to force governments to change policies and do what Washington tells them or face the wrath of their people. So the goal of sanctions is to make life as miserable as possible for civilians so they will try to overthrow their governments. Foreign leaders and their elites do not suffer under sanctions. The policy would be immoral even if it did work, but it does not. Why is Congress eager for more sanctions on Russia? The neocons and the media have designated Russia as an official enemy, and the military-industrial complex and other special interests want to continue getting rich, terrifying Americans into believing the propaganda. Why, just weeks after the White House informed that Iran is abiding by its obligations under the nuclear treaty, does Congress pass additional sanctions anyway? Washington blames Iran for destabilizing Syria and Iraq by helping them fight ISIS and al-Qaeda. Does this make any sense at all? When is the last time Iran committed a terrorist attack on our soil? It hasn't. Yet we learned from the declassified 28 pages of the Congressional 9/11 report that Saudi Arabia was deeply involved in the 2001 attacks against Washington and New York. Who has funded al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria for years? Saudi Arabia. Yet no one is talking about sanctions against that country. This is because sanctions are not about our security. They are about politics and special interests. Why is Congress poised to add yet more sanctions on North Korea? Do they want the North Korean people to suffer more than they are already suffering? North Korea's GDP is half that of Vermont. The U.S. state has the lowest GDP. Does anyone believe they are about to invade us? There is much talk about North Korea's ballistic missile program, but little talk about the 30,000 U.S. troops and weapons on North Korea's borders. Washington is never a threat if we do it to the other guy. Here's an alternative to doing the same thing over and over. Let's take U.S. troops out of North Korea after 70 years. The new South Korean president has proposed military talks with North Korea to try and reduce tensions. We should get out of the way and let them solve their own problem. If Iran and Russia want to fight ISIS and al-Qaeda at the invitation of their ally Syria, why stand in the way? We can't run the world. We're all out of money. President Trump was elected to pursue a new kind of foreign policy. If he means what he said on the campaign trail, we will veto this foolish sanctions bill and begin dismantling neocon control of his administration. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on December 888-322-1414 every Sunday.
Yeah.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Oh, that I can hear clearly. The Ron Paul himself, I couldn't
hear. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All right. So, yeah.
We need more sanctions.
If there's any validity to the authoritarian governments in the first place, they shouldn't be reaching out and interfering with other authoritarian governments. You know, so... You know, it's a power play. You know, they try to control the people within their quote-unquote borders, and they try to control the other authoritarian states as well. You know, it's all a power play. It's all messing around with somebody else's life. And we're really not supposed to do that. So, you know, and he's right. You know, we mess around. This government messes around with North Korean government. Well, the North Korean government doesn't suffer. It's the people of the North Korean government that suffers. You know, it's silly. It's a horrible and awful game. You know. All right, that's my two cents.
We need more sanctions.
Yeah, let's sanction the sanctions. That'll work.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I need to unplug my charger. I'm at 15%. That means this phone will die in about 3 minutes or less.
Hurry up. Run over here and plug it in.
Well, we could do that, or we could just call it into the podcast. Good night, folks.
So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye!
Oh my gosh, that sounded horrible.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. Oh yeah, my campfire's going really nicely. Alrighty.
So what?
So, good night.
Oh, good night.
Can I get the
standard call back next week, thing?
What?
Can I get the standard call back next week, thing?
No, hang on, come here.
We got echo factor going on. I'm about to hang up.
No, don't hang up. Don't hang up! Yeah, I didn't do the weird echo thing like we... Oh, well. Stay online.
Oh, there we go.